With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defending a new military offensive in Gaza that's more sweeping than previously announced. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The Prime Minister declared Sunday in the face of growing condemnation that Israel has, quote, no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas. Netanyahu said the security cabinet last week instructed the dismantling of Hamas's strongholds not only in Gaza City, but also in the central camps and Muwasi. Netanyahu spoke to foreign media just before an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council, saying, quote, our goal is not to occupy Gaza, our goal is to free Gaza. The sprawling camps were not part of Israel's announcement Friday. Netanyahu's office said he has spoken with U.S. President Donald Trump about the plan and thanked him for his support. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Over the weekend, police in London arresting more than 530 people in a pro-Palestinian demonstration, numerous injuries reported. Michigan's governor reportedly telling President Trump that his tariff policies are going to hurt the U.S. automotive industry. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a private Oval Office meeting last week, Michigan's Gretchen Whitmer warned the president that the economic damage from the tariffs could be severe in her state. The Democrat governor took issue with new import taxes on steel, aluminum, and other vehicle parts that put America's automakers and parts suppliers at a disadvantage against foreign vehicles that face lower tariffs. It was Whitmer's third meeting with Donald Trump since he took office in January. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says President Trump is dedicated to increasing the U.S. naval fleet. He says the U.S. needs a new generation of young Americans to keep pace with President to push the increased shipbuilding. O'Brien says under Mr. Trump's leadership, the U.S. will build far more vessels. This is SRN News. A grim death toll from religious violence in Africa.
In the first half of this year, more than 22,000 people, mostly Christians, have been murdered by Muslim terrorist groups across many nations in sub-Saharan Africa. That's the results of a study conducted by the African Center for Strategic Studies. That total represents a 60% increase from 2022. Multiple Islamic terror groups are now operating in Nigeria, Mali, Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump wants to remove abortion coverage from the list of medical benefits for veterans and their families. Department of Veterans Affairs posting the proposed rule change and open a public comment period that runs through September 3rd. The department says it wants to ensure that it provides only needed medical services to our nation's heroes and families. This is SRN News. Well, thanks to Hubble, some out-of-this-world photographs.
The Hubble Space Telescope has captured the best picture yet of a high-speed comet visiting our solar system from another star. NASA and the European Space Agency released the latest photos Thursday. The interstellar comet was discovered last month by a telescope in Chile. Astronomers originally estimated the size of its icy core at several miles across, but Hubble's observations have narrowed it down to no more than 3.5 miles. It's only the third known object from another solar system to pass our way. It poses no threat to Earth. Keith Peters, Washington.
Rough weather in Middle America, flash flooding canceling the final day Sunday of the Wisconsin State Fair. Other areas had flood watches and warnings in numerous states, and forecasters say more heavy rain and possibly tornadoes Monday. More details at srnnews.com.